Hello, this is School of Purpose course, Leadership Level 1 program of World Changers Network. The topic of this segment is You Were Ordained for a Purpose and a Good Purpose. Embracing our preordained purpose created for good works. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Introduction. Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. It is a remarkable truth that even before we were formed in the womb, our destiny was already known to the Creator. God's intention is always for good, as all of his works are inherently good. However, it is through our choices and action that we may divide from the path of goodness and venture into destruction and evil. Nevertheless, our preordained purpose remains and calling us to embrace the good works for which we were created. Divinity defined purpose. Jeremiah 1:5 provides a profound insight into the nature of our purpose. It states, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." This verse illuminates the truth that our purpose has been predetermined by God himself. He intimately knew us even before our physical existence, setting us apart and appointing us for specific tasks and role in this grand plan. The example of King Cyrus. God knows each of us by name, even the intimate things. Isaiah 45:13, I have raised thee up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price or nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. An extraordinary illustration of preordination can be found in the story of King Cyrus, who was appointed by God to facilitate the restoration of Israel. This divine appointment occurred nearly 150 years before Cyrus was even born. Isaiah 44:28 declares that said of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasures, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid." God designate Cyrus as an instrument for the fulfillment of his divine plan, showcasing his sovereign authority over the affairs of humanity. Understanding our purpose. These examples emphasize the significance of discovering and embracing our preordained purpose. Each one of us has been created with unique gifts, talents, and passion that align with the good works God has prepared for us. It is through a deep understanding of our purpose that we can live a fulfilled and impactful life. Number one, embracing God's goodness. Recognizing that God's intention for us is always good, it's critical. We must resist the temptation to attribute evil or misfortune to God, understanding that our choice and the fallen nature of the world are often responsibility of negative outcome. By aligning our heart with the goodness of God, we can pursue a path of righteousness and make choices that reflect His character. 2. Seeking clarity and direction. Discovering our preordained purpose requires seeking clarity and direction from God. Through prayer, introspection, and seeking wise counsel, we can gain insight into the unique calling and assignment God has placed on our life. It is a journey that involves deepening our relationship with Him and aligning our desire with His will. 3. Using our gifts and talent, God has endowed each of us with specific gifts and talents and ability that are integral to fulfilling our purpose. It is essential to identify and develop these gifts, understanding that they are not meant solely for personal gain, but rather for the service of others and the advancement of God's kingdom. By utilizing our talent, we can impact the world around us and bring glory to God. 4. Trusting in God's timing. While we may be eager to step into our preordained purpose, it is vital to trust in God's timing. He works according to His divine schedule, aligning circumstances and preparing us for the task ahead. Patience, perseverance, and a reliance on God's guidance will allow us to navigate the journey towards fulfilling our purpose. Embracing our preordained purpose is a transformative journey that leads to a life of significance and fulfillment. Part 2. In a world often plagued by uncertainty and confusion, it is comforting to know that our existence is not accidental. Each one of us has been preordained for a specific time, season, and purpose. This pronounced truth is wounded throughout the pages of Scripture, revealing the intentional design behind every human life. As we delve into the Bible, we encounter numerous examples of individuals whose destinies were set in motion long before their birth. This serves as a reminder that we too have a purpose and a mission to fulfill. The question that arises is, why were you created? Understanding the divine plan. Acts 17:26 provides a glimpse into the integrated tapestry of God's design. It states, and had made of one blood all nation of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the time before appointed and the bonds of their habitation. This verse illuminates the truth that our existence is not a mere coincidence. It is purposefully ordained by God. He determined the precise time and place for each of us to dwell on this earth. We are not here by chance, but by divine appointment. Preordained lives in the Bible. The Bible showcases numerous examples of individuals whose lives were set on a purposeful course even before their birth. Let's consider a few prominent figures. 1. Jacob and Esau. Jacob and Esau, the twin son of Isaac and Rebekah, had their destiny predetermined by God. Before their birth, God declared that the older would serve the younger in Genesis 25:23. This divine plan set the stage for the establishment of the nation of Israel. 2. Isaac. Isaac, the son of Abraham and Sarah, was a fulfillment of God's promise. His birth was prophesied and preordained to continue the lineage to which God's covenant would be fulfilled. 3. Jeremiah. Jeremiah, known as the weeping prophet, was appointed by God to be a prophet to the nation even before its conception. God said to him, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." Jeremiah 1:5. 4. Cyrus. Cyrus, a pagan king, was preordained by God to facilitate the restoration of Israel. This divine appointment was foretold by the prophet Isaiah nearly 150 years before Cyrus was born, Isaiah 44:28. 5. Paul. The Apostle Paul, formerly known as Saul, had his life transformed on the road to Damascus. He was chosen by God to be a vessel for the proclamation of the gospel to the Gentiles. Acts 9:15. 6. Jesus Christ. Of course, the ultimate example of a preordained life is Jesus Christ himself. His birth, his life, death, and resurrection were all part of God's redemption plan for the humanity. Jesus came to fulfill the purpose of reconciling mankind to God through his sacrifice. Finding meaning in our purpose. As we reflect on the preordained lives of individuals in the Bible, it becomes clear that there is no such thing as accidental existence. Each one of us have been uniquely created for a purpose and a mission. Our lives are not meant to be lived aimlessly or without significance. We are designed to contribute to the greater story of God's redemption plan. To understand why we were created, we must seek a deep relationship with our Creator through prayer, introspection, and to the studying of God's Word. We can gain insight into our purpose. It is important to consider our gifts, talent, and passion. World Changes Christian Leadership School is set up to launch the emerging leaders into the heartbeat of God. Contact us if you want to run a World Changers Leadership School in your community. WhatsApp 2-3-4-8-0-3-3-7-5-0-8-7-1.